How to Stop Migration. 1. Glad for the dust I am, for in its pattern I see an order beyond its name. Civility in the rain as well, window I wish to break, window I broke all the same, repaired, broke again. The bees get used to the keeper, one of their own, and the sky once wrapped in a rug did not turn out to be the same sky when unwrapped and revealed. But how could I have known? Tell me, how could I have known my body would fit so well into a barrel, into the river, over the falls? How to stop migration? 5,000 doves dyed black, a darkened sky. A voice says, Houdini would have worn 3 pairs of handcuffs, a lead blindfold, and, it's true, shaken them all off. 2. But what's more important than all of this? What's always been more important than any of this is the question of how to set work aside for another day. For instance, every 90 seconds a grocery cart is stolen, but where, the voice asks, do they all go? The frontier is a grand place, but a mountain of steel and twisted metal is grander, somehow, in the eaves of the mind, if only for the strange beauty of it. But wait. I do not mean to say a pile of shopping carts can somehow overtake what nature has always had a right to. After all, I was once called a nature poet by my mother, and nature weighs more than all the shopping carts in the world. Really, all this is as peripheral to us as only mass can be. Truly, all this is to say, step away from the tree you've been leaning against. Come with me, can you? Come with me to the top of these shopping carts and look at the moon and tell me, please tell me, is it not right now more beautiful than it's ever been?